The microbes identified are resistant to those types of antibiotics commonly used to treat ear infections, pneumonia, and other ailments. Suzanne Young is the study's lead author. She says the study focused on 10 sites in areas from the Tappan Zee Bridge to Manhattan and Queens.
One of the sites where we had the highest levels of resistant bacteria was in Flushing Bay, which is out near LaGuardia Airport. And there's a boat launch there. I've seen people swimming there. It's very polluted water and doesn't really get flushed out and mixed well.
That was in Queens. Two of the study sites are in the Hudson Valley, in Yonkers, and near sewage outflow pipes near Piermont Pier in Rockland County. She talks about the latter.
So we found also at the wastewater treatment plants that we studied, the one up in Orangetown, which is in Piermont, New York, that one had very high levels of ampicillin resistant and tetracycline resistant bacteria, and we know that they were having issues with their disinfection processes there.
The researchers found that upon repeated visits to the 10 locations, the microbes were resistant to ampicillin 84% of the time and resistant to tetracycline 38% of the time. Dr. Stephen Morse, an infectious disease epidemiologist at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health, was not involved in the study, though he says that if he were inclined to swim in the Hudson, he'd look to this study to learn which places to avoid. Again, here's Young.
The key thing is that there are these known point sources where we know anytime you get about a tenth of an inch of rain, so it doesn't even have to be a hugely extreme event, but a large amount of rainfall in a short amount of time, you can trigger these overflows. And with that, you're getting large volumes of untreated raw human waste entering the water, which we now know includes these antibiotic-resistant bacteria that are potential pathogens and could be harmful to people that come into contact with them.
Young, who is now studying how Mississippi water snakes respond to infection with antibiotic-resistant pathogens, says a lot of bacteria are naturally resistant to certain antibiotics.
But we were finding that a lot of these disease-causing organisms were resistant to antibiotics and were also found at higher levels during these sewage overflow events. So we didn't do any of the epidemiological study on what the actual risk is of contracting an illness from being exposed. And I think that's a gap in the knowledge right now, is that we need to better understand what the real risk is, and looking for solutions to reduce the volume of these overflows.
Tracy Brown is a water quality advocate for Westchester-based Riverkeeper. She has previously pointed out that many sewage treatment plants divert water through combined sewer overflows during times of heavy rain, and these CSOs can be found up and down the Hudson.
I would recommend to people that they check to see if they live or swim in a combined sewer overflow community, in which case they should avoid contact with the water after it rains for 24 to 48 hours.
Brown has been advocating for full adherence to New York's Sewage Pollution Right to Know Act, a notification law passed in 2012. Riverkeeper, in partnership with scientists at Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University and Queens College at the City University of New York, have been tracking Hudson River water quality and making their results public on Riverkeeper's website. The results confirm that combined sewer overflows remain a serious problem, despite the Hudson River being overall cleaner than in the past. Young, meanwhile, says she hopes to raise public awareness and see more conservation practices and the use of green infrastructure. Young, a former college student in New York City who is now a doctoral student at the University of South Florida, says the study is the first to link specific microbes to sewage in the Hudson River and compare results at different locations. The study is published in the Journal of Water and Health. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.